This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May 1st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. It says there, "Behold, the virgin shall be with a child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated means God with us, end of quote. Our today's passage is about the incarnation of Jesus Christ as the Savior of the whole world. Jesus' birth in Bethlehem was a fulfillment of hundreds of prophecies listed in the Old Testament section of the Bible. Today's passage is quoted from Isaiah 7:4, showing another fulfillment of the prophecy at the time of the birth of Jesus Christ. As I said, hundreds of prophecies, 800,000 years before made, were fulfilled at the birth of Jesus Christ. This is one of the prophecies listed in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 4. It says, "They shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Emmanuel means God with us. Jesus Christ birthed by a virgin, and his name as Emmanuel was prophesied about 800 years before his birth. This means Jesus is God, and he became one among us and lived on this earth. You see, people always wanted to see God. How do you see God? If you want to see and hear from God, take a look at and hear from Jesus. Jesus' words are recorded in the New Testament section of the Bible, in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Why don't you take a time to read those verses? You see, Jesus is not just the God of the Christians. If someone says Jesus is the God of the Christians, that is a significant mistake and misunderstanding. Jesus came to this world for all people, not just for Christians. It is true that people in the world call the believers Christians, but Jesus does not belong only to Christians. Jesus belongs to all. He is the hope of all humanity. He came for the salvation of all people with different colors, races, languages, and religious backgrounds. In short, Jesus is God with us. Jesus died on the cross to save all people from their sins and the consequent judgment and punishment of God. Jesus is with me is equal to God is with me. Beloved, Jesus with you is enough for you today and for every day of your life and even for eternity. If God is with you means if Jesus is with you, there is no need to fear or get worried. He is just a call away. He is just a prayer away from you. The one who stopped the winds and waves is fully able and mighty to bring peace and calm to the storms and problems of your life as well. Tell all your struggles, pains, sickness, problems to the Savior Jesus Christ in prayer. He is God and he can solve and cure all your personal problems. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray with me. Father in heaven, I come to you in prayer. I believe Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with me. And he came into this world to save me from my sins and to grant me peace. My Lord, I bring my problem, my pain to you today. Beloved, you can go out and talk to Jesus with, explain your problems now. I'll give you a few minutes. Lord Jesus, I pray for your help. Help me and save me today. I call upon the matchless name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, today. I lean on you, I trust on you as my Savior and Lord. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.